USA News, I'm John Schaefer. After a streak of 10 consecutive rate increases, the Federal Reserve has decided to pause its aggressive approach and not raise interest rates for the first time in more than a year.
We understand the hardship that high inflation is causing, and we remain strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to our 2% goal.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank's decision to halt the rate hikes previously implemented to tackle inflation brings an end to the recent string of increases. Daniel Penny has been indicted by a New York grand jury in connection to the deadly subway chokehold. News 4 New York is reporting that Penny was indicted on a second-degree manslaughter charge in the death of Jordan Neely. The Marine is accused of using a deadly chokehold on Neely, who had mental health challenges after Neely was allegedly threatening riders. Despite a federal indictment, former President Trump is still Republican voters' top pick in a new survey.
Quinnipiac University pollster Tim Malloy says Trump leads Florida Governor Ron DeSantis by 30%, with 53% of respondents saying they'd vote for the former president. In a hypothetical matchup, Trump trails President Biden 48-44%.
If the election were held today, it would be Trump and Biden. Biden might win in a squeaker, but a heck of a lot of golf to play, as they say.
Economy is voters' top concern.
Very closely followed by, I've not seen this before, preserving the democracy in the United States. Americans right now are very afraid of what all this is going to lead to.
I'm Natalie Migliori.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is strongly criticizing a tax cut proposal advancing in the Republican-led House, accusing Republicans of favoring tax breaks for the wealthy and corporations while neglecting everyday Americans. A new Gallup poll reveals that a record-high 69% of U.S. adults support the legality of first trimester abortions. Support for access to abortions in the second and third trimesters has also reached all-time highs. This is USA News.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
UPS has reached an agreement to address heat safety measures by installing air conditioning in all newly purchased vehicles for their drivers. However, the downside is the air-conditioned vehicles are not going to be available until January 1st. UPS stated that the provision of air-conditioned vehicles will be implemented in the hottest regions of the country where feasible. Check that bag of frozen fruit you recently bought. It might be the subject of a recall.
It's a voluntary recall initiated by the packer, Willamette Valley Fruit Company of Salem, Oregon. It says strawberries grown in Mexico that are part of mixed fruit bags could be contaminated with the contagious liver disease hepatitis A. Walmart sells the fruit under the Great Value brand. Costco calls it Raider Farms Organic Fresh Start Smoothie Blend. And the H-E-B grocery chain calls them Raider Farms Organic Berry Trio. So far, there are no reports of illnesses. I'm Richard Johnson.
Prosecutors allege that the individual in charge of the prop gun during the Rust film shooting, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, was likely hungover while handling the weapon. That's according to court documents. Prosecutors further stated that Gutierrez-Reed had a habit of drinking and smoking marijuana at night after each day's filming. Apple TV Plus has officially renewed the sci-fi series Silo for a second season. Adapted from Hugh Howey's Wool novel trilogy, the show debuted on the streaming service last month and swiftly rose to become their top drama series. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.